Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara on Daf Kof Mem Vav. Our Mishnah says the following halacha shayach tavunis ve'ischamev shal shemeh mona ve'och Hashem sudaschasna fil bedinu eino nigvin. Ve'och Hashem sudaschasna harei eilu nigvin. Now to explain Shat in this halacha. Which Rashbam explains to mean that by Savoines Pahume Dino Achtivimin Haga Talia Melsa, and therefore by Makam Shinogu Ahachser Machsirin, and our Mishnah is referring to a Makam Shinogu Ahachser. This have a makam shenagul ahachser machsirin is as Rashbam explains before in Daf Kof Mem Hei Amud Aleph. Since the Savoines were sent out tonight for that reason, there is a chiv to return the Savoines. Now, as far as the Tanai of Savoines, this that we say, that the Savoines were sent out tonight for that reason, there is a chiv ahachser the Savoines. The Tanai is a Tanai of Nisuin, that the Savoines were given all das Nisuin. And for that reason, there is a chiyav ha'achzer the savoines if the nisuin did not take place. But if someone has to understand what is pshat in this, our Mishnah says that by ocho sham sudas chasna fil bedinner eino nigvin, v'chira the nisuin did not take place, and therefore there should be a chiyav to ma'achzer the savoines. So v'chira from our Mishnah one sees that the tnai was not a tnai al das nisuin, but rather the tnai was a tnai of chiba sachila, and the tnai was a tnai of chiba. And therefore, if it was Ochosham Sudas Chosan in a Nigvin, since it was Neskayim Hatnai. But if someone has to understand what is Pshat in this, how we find in our Gemara, that Savoines Asuyun Uivoes A Nigvin, Vishain Asuyun Uivoes Nigvin. If we are to understand that the Tanai was Aldas Chiba, and Ochosham Sudas Chosan is a Kiyam Hatnai, then even Chain Asuyun Uivoes should also not be Nigvin. So to explain Pshat in this, our Gemara says that there is a difference between Savoines Asuyin Uivoles, that are a Nigvin, Vishain Asuyin Uivoles, which are Nigvin. Vokhaya 1 can explain based on this how we find in Tesis with the Amascho Savoines Asuyin Uivoles, that by Savoines, Shain Asuyin Uivoles, it is as if he was Mepharish, Sheyachzru Imo Abeis Baila. And since it is as if he was Mepharish, Sheyachzru Imo Abeis Baila, for that reason, Harei Elu Nigvin. In the Rashbam, on the other end, we find that the Rashbam explains this, our Gemara differentiates between Savoines Asuyin Uivoles and Shein Asuyin Uivoles, is not because we say that by Shein Asuyin Uivoles, it is as if he was Mepharish, Yachzru Imo Beis Baila, but rather, even though it is not considered as if he was Mepharish, Yachzru Imo Beis Baila, but still Harei Elu Nigvin. And the Rashbam explains that there are two exceptions to the halacha of our Mishnah v'shaleach savoines beis chamiv va'ochal sham sudas chasna fil bedinner eino nigvin. The first exception is savoines she'ein asuyin uivoles. That by savoines she'ein asuyin uivoles, the halacha is afilu ochal sham sudas chasna bedinner harei eilu nigvin. The second exception is a seifa of our Mishnah that by shalach savoines, and he was mefarish she'achzru imo beis baila harei eilu nigvin. So again, according to the Rashbam, one has to understand what is pshat in this that we differentiate by ocho sham sudas chasan between savoines asuyin uivoles and savoines she'ein asuyin uivoles. So if one looks carefully at the Rashbam, one sees that the Rashbam understands this that we say that by ocho sham sudas chasan afil bedinu einu nigvin is not because the tanai was al das chiba, but rather, even though the Tanai was al das nisuin, still the halacha is ocho sham sudas chasan eino nigvin. As Rashbam explains, shemachmas chiba simchas achila shalcha v'shasa v'samach imoin machas avoines ha'asuyin uivoles. In other words, pshat in this that we say ocho sham sudas chasan afil bedinu eino nigvin is because one has a mechila. And this that one has a mechila is only as far as avoines ha'asuyin uivoles, and not as far as avoines ha'ein ha'asuyin uivoles. But now one has to understand, if according to the Rashbam, this that we say, Ocho Hashem Sudas Chasan, Afil B'dinu Einu Nigvin, is based on this that we have a Mechila, and we say, Machmas Chiba Simchas Achila Shalcha V'Shasa Machal Savoines, then what is Pshat? That by Mepharish we say that even if he was Ocho Hashem Sudas Chasan, Harei Eilu Nigvin. What is the difference between Mepharish and non-Mepharish? even in the case he was shleach savoinei stam. V'chei one has a tnai, and still we say that by achar sham sudas chasan eino nigvin. So too we should say that by mefarish, if he was achar sham sudas chasan, one has a mechil, and therefore the achar should be eino nigvin. So to explain pshat peshitas harashbam, I would first like to remark them with the following hakdama. Pashur pshat in this, that there is a chiyav of chazaras havoinis, is because the entire hakna was only a hakna al tnai. And if the tnai was not niskayim, then there is no hakna. But if someone has to understand what is pshat in this, that the Rashbam says, by acha sham sudas chasan, he is meichos havoinis ha'asuin livoles. L'chayav, if the entire hakna was a hakna al tnai, then mechila will not help. Mechila only helps as far as chiyuvim are concerned. And as we find in our Gemara is it sad that the halacha of our Mishnah applies even to a case of savlinis ha'asuyin liboles v'loy bolu, and even as far as such savlinis. We will say that by ochol sham sudas chasna fil bediner eina nigvin. Clear as far as such savlinis is concerned, mechila will not help, but rather one needs to make a new hakna. So clear from the Rashbam one sees the following chiddush, that the Rashbam understands that the tnai of savoinis is not a tnai in the aknas has savoinis, and we say that the entire akna is only akna al tnai, but rather the Rashbam understands that there is a tnai hischaivos, and he was shoach savoinis, and he was makna the savoinis al tnai, that if an isun will not take place, there is a chiyuv lahachzir the savoinis, and since the tnai is just a tnai of hischaivos, that there is a chiyuv lahachzir ha'savoinis. For that reason, we will say that by ochar sham sudas chasna filo bediner eina nigvin. And we will say that by ochar sham sudas chasna one has a mechila. One was meichel the chiyuv that the isha was nischaiva. That is a chiyuv what one sees in the Rashbam. But now one has to understand, if according to the Rashbam, the tnai is just the tnai of eschaivos, and for that reason one can have a mechila, if so, what is pshat in this that we find in our Gemara? That our Gemara has the following shayla shvach savoinis mahu kivan di esno lidei hadi reshuse shavuach idoma kivan di avdi aymignevi boi shumile reshusa di dar shavuach. If we are to understand that the akna is a complete hakna, but just there is a chiyav lahachzer and there is a tnai v'schayvos, if so, l'chirachi pasha that we should say reshusa shavuach, since the actual savoinis belong to the isha. So to explain pshat in our Gemara, one has to say as follows. This, that the Rashbam understands that all one has is a tnai v'schaivos, and for that reason, mechila will help as only as far as havoinis ha'asuyin livoles. As far as havoinis ha'asuyin livoles, the tnai is a tnai v'schaivos. By einin ha'asuyin livoles, the tnai is not a tnai v'schaivos. And for that reason, the Gemara has a shayla, shvach havoinis mahu. Based on this, one can explain this, that the Rashbam says, that the halacha of our Mishnah only applies to savoinis ha'asuyin livoles and not to savoinis shein ha'asuyin livoles, is because only by savoinis ha'asuyin livoles will we say that by achar sham sudas chasan, one has a mechila and a mechila will help. On the other hand, as far as savoinis shein ha'asuyin livoles, mechila will not help. Since by savoinis shein ha'asuyin livoles, the tnai is not just the tnai of eschaivas, for that reason mechila will not help. This that we differentiate between savoinis ha'asuyin livoles and savoinis shein ha'asuyin livoles, as far as the tnai is concerned, is because as far as savoinis ha'asuyin livoles, that the savoinis are oimdim livoles. For that reason we say that he gave her the savoinis al das, that she should be neschaiva in the chazora of the savoinis. But there is a complete hakna taking place. On the other hand, as far as Tavoinis Shein Asinu Volus, we say the one does not have a complete hakna. Based on this, one can go a step further and explain this, how we learned in the Seifa of our Mishnah. If he sends Tavoinis, Shiachzru Imo Beis Baila Rei Eilu Nigvin, which Rashbam explains to mean that by Mefarish, even if he was Ochar Sham Sudas Chasan, the Loch is a Rei Eilu Nigvin, and Mechila will not help, is because in the case of Mefarish, and he said, Shiachzru imo beis baila, then we will say that the tnai is not just the tnai of eschaivas, but rather he only gave her the savoina, Shiachzru imo beis baila. And for that reason, mechila will not help. Then one would need an actual akna in order for us to say, Achar sham sudas chasna afilo bediner eino nigvin. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in the shita of the Rashbam. In our Gemara, we find the following Gersa. Which, as Tosfos explains, and so too we find that the Rashbam explains according to the Gersa, that the Shaila of our Gemara is a Shaila in a case of Ochal Pachas Midinner. In our Mishnah we learned that one needs a Chodin in order to have the Halacha of Eina Nigvin. Now what is the Halacha of Pachas Midinner? In Ochal Pachas Midinner, Mao Shetigva Lufima Shachal. For example, Ochal Chatzi Dinner Tigva Chatzi. In the Rif and the Rosh, on the other hand, we find that the Rif and the Rosh are Geiris Mao Shishalish, but rather the Rif and the Rosh are Geiris Mao Shishalim Shvach Savlenais. And from the Rif and Rosh, it is Mashma that the Rif and the Rosh understand that Papachas Midinner, one can be Geiris the entire Savlenais. We do not say that the Savlenais are only Nigven Kefichashpin. Now, here one can explain Pshat in this Machikis Harishainim by saying that this Machlekes HaRishenim is dependent upon how to understand the Halacha of Achasham Sudas Chasna Fiul B'Dinner Eino Nigvin. If we are to understand that the Halacha of Achasham Sudas Chasna Fiul B'Dinner Eino Nigvin is based on Mechila, then one can say that in order to have a Mechila of all the Savlinis, one needs the Achila of a dinner. But one can have a Mechila Kivi Cheshman as Savlinis even if he ate less than a dinner. And for that reason, our Gemara has a Shaila Mahu Shi Shalish. This that the Rif and the Rosh understand, that by Achal Pachas Midinner it is Pashet, that one can collect the entire Savlinis, is a chayr because the Rif and the Rosh understand that the Halach of Achal Dinner is not because there is a Mechila taking place, but rather the Halach of Achal Dinner is a Tanai. And he sent the Savlinis al Das, Chibas, Simchas Achila. And for that reason, if there is a Halacha, that in order to have the Kiyam HaTnai, one needs the Achila of a dinner. And only the Achila of a dinner is enough for us to consider that one has the Simchas Chivas Achila. Then with Pachas Midinner, you have a right to collect the entire Savlinis. And for that reason, one can say that the Rif and the Rosh understand that with Pachas Midinner, one can collect the entire Savlinis. Our Gemara never had a Shaila Mao Shishalash, but rather the Shaila of our Gemara is only one Shaila, Mao Shishalim Shvach Savlinis. In our Gemara, as you mentioned before, we find that our Gemara has the following Shaila by Shvach. Shvach Savlinis Mao, Kivin the Yisno, the Day Hadi, Bershusei Shavuach, Hidoma, Kivin the Avdi, Yemignevi, Vayishvumilei, Bershusa, Dida Shavuach. Now, one has to understand, if we are to say that the Tanai is a Tanai, in the Etzem Akna, that the entire Akna is only Akna al Tanai. And if the Tanai was not his kind, then there is no Akno. What is Pshat in this? Our Gemara is a tzad. We should say Bershusa Dida Shavuach. So, Chayef Mar Gemara one sees that even though one has a Akno al Tanai, but still, even if the Tanai is not Niskayim, there still is some sort of Akno taking place. And therefore, our Gemara is a Shaila as far as the Akno that is taking place even after the Tanai was not Niskayim. Is that Akno enough for us to say that Bershusa Shavuach? Now, to explain what sort of akna is taking place in order for us to say Bershusa Shavuach, one can say that the akna that is taking place is akna lizman. And even if the Tanai is not his kaim, but still he is makne, the savlinis to her lizman, as he mentioned before in our shir and afkof memhe b'shitas hayashba. And therefore, Gemara is a shayla if the akna lizman is enough for us to say Bershusa Shavuach or not. That is the chira, how one can explain Pshat and the Shaila of our Gemara. In the Rashbam in our Mishnah, we find that the Rashbam explains that by way of Achar Shams with this chasm that we say Harei Eilu Nigvin, this that we will say Harei Eilu Nigvin is even referring to a case of Meisu, and so to his Mefurish in our Gemara. The Gemara says Meisu by the Mechach Shogel Beis Chamev Mea Kroine Shokadiyayim Shokadishem Shokli Kesev Shokli Zav Shokli Milas. That the Gemara says, Zualacha hella bachas arbu of Nechachamim Uusha, Vomru Savoynes asuin, we've always a nigvin. Vishain asuin, we've always nigvin. So from our Gemara again, one clearly sees that the Locha of Chazar Savoynes applies even to a case that the Baal was mace and the Isha is still alive. One can ask the following tmiya from this that I learned before in the Gemara of Kof Mem Heim and Aleph, that as far as the minig of Chazara's Kiddushin is concerned, by Meisu the Halacha is a machzirin, since the Isha can say, Tnuli Baili Ve'esmach Yimai. And so too we should say as far as Savlinis, that the isha should be able to say tnui baili v'es machimai. So if one would say like the tzad that we mentioned before, that by savoinis it is not a tnai v'schaivas, but rather it is a tnai in the actual hakna of the savoinis, that the entire hakna is only hakna al tnai, then one can answer the kasha by saying as follows, this that we find before in the Gemara in the Avkuf Mem Hei, that b'makim shenogu ahachzer, by Meisu the Alach is a machzir, and since the Isha can say tnui baili v'es machimai is only as we explained before in our shir in the Avkuf Mem Hei, since a tnai is a tnai v'schaivas. By tnai v'schaivas we will say that the Isha has a taina of tnui baili v'es machimai. On the other end, if one has a tnai, in the actual akna, as long as the tnai was not eskayim, the halach is that the savoynes have to be returned. And then there is no taina of tnui baili v'es machimai. But as we mentioned before, l'chayah from the Rashbam one sees that the tnai of savoynes is a tnai of chiyuv, and for that reason, mechila will help. If so, again, one has to understand, why can the isha say tnui baili v'es machimai, just like we find before in the Gemara in Daf Kuf Mem Hei? This is a chayah kasha that one can ask on this mahalach b'shita sarashbam v'divrei harashbam etzrichin iyon. In our Gemara, we find a number of shailas. Hu tnan shulchei mai. In other words, in our Mishnah, we learn im ochal sham, which is mashma that he himself ate beveis chamiv, then the halach is eino nigvin, and therefore our Gemara is a shaila fishliach eit, where we also say that there is a halach of eino nigvin, sham tnan shogar leimai. In other words, in our Mishnah we learned that he ate beveis chamiv, then we will say that there is a halach of eino nigvin. But let's say it was shigru loy, and they sent the chasan beveisai, and the chasan ate beveisai, do we also say eino nigvin or not? And our Gemara is not Peshet Ishailas. In the Rosh and the Ritva we find that the Rosh and the Ritva say, the Misafik Ein Nigvin. Misafik we will say, Hamitzi Mechaveirei Olav Harayaya. We'll hear this, that the Rosh and the Ritva understand that Misafik we will say Ein Nigvin. And Misafik we will say, Hamitzi Mechaveirei Olav Harayaya. Is only because the Rosh and the Ritva understand that the Halacha of Ochar Shom Sudas Chasna Fuel Bediner Eino Nigvin is because one has the Kiyom HaTanai. And since one has the Kiyom HaTanai, for that reason, the Halacha is Eino Nigvin. And therefore, if one has a Safek Kiyom HaTanai, the Halacha is Eino Nigvin. On the other end, according to the Shita of the Rashbam, who understands that the Halacha of Ochar Shom Sudas Chasna Fuel Bediner Eino Nigvin is because we have a Mechila, but the Tanai was Vadei not Niskayim, then Uchaya, if one has a Safek Mechila, the Halacha will be. I mean, Safek, he has a right to be Goyva. And the fact that one has a Safek Mechila will not be a reason that we will say Eino Nigvin. That is Uchaya, what will come out B'Shitas HaRashbam. Now let's go on to the next Sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following Maisa. Amar Yehuda Merav Maisa by the Machad Shomrei Ishtei Teitarnasi. V'nichnas acharel churva levaitka. Amar la reach tzinein, and he may reach begolil. Amar le man yoev la mikreis veis ti yiriche vachal nebe. Nafo churva mesa. Amar chachamim hoya v'nichnas acharel ele levaitka mesa eina yarsha. Now to explain pshat in this halacha, we find the tremendous machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosfos. Rashbam explains that we are referring to a nesua, and even though a Baal has a din to be Yerush as Ishtei, but still, since he was Nichnas Acharei Levaitka, for that reason, Allah is in Yorsha. Since we say, Dekivan Dehoya Bedaite Lagorsha, Imim Tzene Baal Asmum, Uvetoich Kach Mesa Koidem Shnespaisu Einai Zeiche Birusha. The Rashbam goes on to say, Mihacha Shaminan Shemisha Mesa Ishtei Mitech Tata Sheyesh Bedaite Lagorsha Shov Einai Yorsha. Tosfos, on the other hand, argues, and Tosfos explains that we are referring to an arusa. Ubaliris imitei tarnes imlav, vim eina tei tarnes yisoena, v'amru chachamim hoyo v'inichnas achra elo lebaitka, v'loi l'yishem nisu anichnas, for that reason in mesa lo yirshana. And the reason why he does not inherit her is because she is not considered an asua. Tosfos goes on to say, Avam loy nechnas achrel abaitka hayarsha kagoyin shah churva shalai kadamar b'ksuvas aperik naira. In other words, this argumar says, Hayav loy nechnas achrel elo abaitka is a reason that one does not have nisuin, and the chuppah is not considered a chuppah since he was loy nechnas achrel elo abaitka. The Maharshal explains that according to Rashbam, the case has to be that she was a Taitarnis, and for that reason, she was Mesa Kaidem Shinis Baiso. On the other hand, according to Tesis, as Tesis explains, the case was that he found out that she was not a Taitarnis. And even though he found out that she was not a Taitarnis, but still the halacha is Mesa in a Yarsha, since one does not have any suin, since he was not Nechnas Himal Hashem Nisuin, but rather he was only Nechnas Himal Hashem Bedika. And for that reason, one does not have any suin, and for that reason, the halacha is Mesa in a Yarsha. In the Mordechai, we find a similar mahalach to the Rashbam. The Mordechai explains that the case was that we're referring to an isha was already in a suah, but the Baal was toyin kiddushay tos, and he was nechnas abaitka ali dates nine. V'nimsa shofidvarav hayu kiddushay tos, and for that reason we will say haydas baal din kamei edim dami, and for that reason the halach is mesa eina yarsha. From this, that the Rashbam did not explain like the Mordechai, and explain this that there is a halacha of mesa eina yarsha is because one has haydas baal din, is because the Baal himself is not claiming that she is a Taitarnis, but rather the Baal is claiming that she is a Safek Taitarnis. And the Baal is claiming that there is a Safek. And since the Baal is not claiming that she is a Vadei Taitarnis, for that reason one does not have a Yidas Baal Din. And for that reason, if not, for this you said that he was Nasan Eina Vagarsha, and by Nasan Eina Vagarsha Shavein Yarsha, the Lach would be that the Baal still will inherit his wife. But okay, one has to understand, even if one does not have a Hidas Baal Din, but still one has a Safek Taitarnis, and one has a Safek Mekachtos. And since one has a Safek Mekachtos, the fact that there is a Safek that itself should be a reason that we should say Mesa Eina Yarsha. So from the Rashbam, one sees that the Rashbam understands that even though one has a Safek Mekachtos, since the Isha is a Safek Taitarnis, but still we will say Achleiko, as we find in the Gemara later on in Daf Kof Nun Ches Amud Aleph, that Peinafal Habayis Olav Al Ishtai, and there is a suffix who was mace first. That Halach is, as Beisil says, Nechasim Becheskasan, which the Gemara explains to me that we will say Achleiko, as far as Nechsei Tzim Barzal are concerned. Even though there is a suffix Yerusha, but still we will say Achleiko. And so too the Rashbam understands that by a Safek Mekachtos, we will say Nechasim Becheskasan, and we will say Achleiko. And for that reason, Rashbam has to explain that Halacha of Meisei Niyarsha is only because he was Nasan Eina Vagarsha. And by Nasan Eina Vagarsha, one no longer has the Parsha of Yerusha. From this, we find in the Rashbam that the Rashbam understands that Kivan Chenasan Eina Vagarsha, the Halacha is Shove Niyarsha. From here, one sees that the din of Yerusha Sabau is not a halacha mehochas korva. Now here one can explain Meshitas HaRashbam this, that according to the Rashbam, Mishanasan Eina Vagarsha Shove Niyarsha, is because the Rashbam understands that the din of Yerusha Sabal is as he find in Tesis before in Daf Kof Yigimel Menach Diramaschal Mesa V'chaye Merusha V'yarsha Yara, that Tesis explains this, that a Baal is Yerish Esishte is not machmas korva, but rather it is machmas sha'iros shein chashuvim kabasar echad. And since Yerusha Sabal is because of sha'iros shein chashuvim kabasar echad, for that reason mishanasan eino vagarsha, they are no longer chashuvim kabasar echad. And for that reason mishanasan eino vagarsha shuv eino yarsha. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in the Rashbam. But from this that the Rashbam proves that mishanasan eino vagarsha shuv eino yarsha. From this, how we find in the Gemara in Gittin Dafid Chesam and Aleph, the Mishanasan Eina Vagarsha Shuv Eina Baal Peiris. From here, one sees that the Rashbam understands that Yerushas Habal is Mischuse Habal. And just like Mischuse Habal, the Baal has a schus. In Peiris, so to Mischuse Habal, the Baal has a din to be Yerush Eshtai. And for that reason, the Rashbam says that just like we say the Mishanasan Eina Vagarsha Shov Eina Baal Peiros, so too we will say the Mishanasan Eina Vagarsha Baal no longer has a din to inherit his wife, since all Schus HaBaal are terminated at the point of time that he was Nasan Eina Vagarsha. And Lucher, the Rashbam is going outside that Yerushas HaBaal is Midrabanan, and Yerushas HaBaal Midrabanan is Mischus HaBaal. In the Rosh, we find that the Rosh argues on the Rashbam, and the Rosh is chilak on the Raya, the Rashbam, and the Rosh says the Bishom Peiros Shezem Mitakonas Chachamim, One can say the Mishnah San Eino Vagarsha Shov Eino Baal Peiris, but Yerusha is Menatea, and therefore, since Yerusha is Menatea, one cannot say the Mishnah San Eino Vagarsha Shov Eino Yarsha. In the Papua Charifta, we find that the Papua Charifta asks the following to me on the Rosh himself paskins, that Yerusha Sabah is only Midrabanan. And therefore, what is the cash of the Rosh on the Rashbam? So to explain Pshat and the Rosh, Papua Charifta explains that the Rosh understands that even if we are to say the Yerusha Sabah is Drabanan, but still Rabanan were Mesakin Ken Dereisa. In other words, the Rosh understands that even if we are to say Yerusha Sabah Drabanan, we do not say that the Yerusha of the Baal is only Meschus HaBaal, which can be terminated Mishanasan Ein of Agarsha just like Paris. But rather, Abanu Masakin a regular Din Yerusha. And since Abanu Masakin a regular Din Yerusha, for that reason, even Mishanasan Ein of Agarsha, the Baal should still have a Din to be Yerush as Ishtai. So again, the Machoikas between the Rashbam and the Rosh is a Machoikas as far as how to understand the Takana, the Abanu of Yerusha. The Rashbam understands. This Rabbanu Mesakin Yerusha is Rabbanu Mesakin Azchos Mischus HaBaal, that the Baal has a din to be Yerush as Ishtai. And therefore the Schos of Yerusha is similar to the Schos HaBaal of Peres. The Rosh understands that the din Yerusha HaBaal Madrabanan is a regular Yerusha, Rabbanu Mesakin to treat a Baal like a regular Karev. And for that reason, even Mishanasan Ein of Agarsha, the Baal still has a din to be Yerush as Ishtai. Now let's go on to the next sugya, which is the sugya of Matna Shchemira. The Mishnah says the following halacha: Shchemira shekasav kol nechasav achirim v'shir karka koshu matanose kayemes. Roi shir karka koshu ein matanose kayemes. In other words, our Mishnah is mechalak between a Matna Shchemira b'miktzas and a Matna Shchemira in all of one's nechasim. That by a Matna Shchemira b'miktzas, the halacha is matanose kayemes. And as Rashbam explains, even by Oman Meichoye, the halach is Einei Chayzer. On the other hand, by Rishir Karka Koshu, then the halach is Ein Matanosei Kayemes, and then we will say him Omar Chayzer. This Ein Matnash Chimura. In all of one's Nechasim, the halach is a Omar Chayzer. We find a seeming Machlekes HaRishayim. The Rashbam explains Pshat in Omar Chayzer, because we say that since he gave away all of his Nechasim, Nirin him advarim shemachmas misa nosan, val menashim o yomos lo yiskayim hamatona. And therefore, lava daita da hachi yov le shem yamein mechoye yomos berov yitzdarech lebriyes. And so too we find in the Rashbam and the Gemara. Our Gemara says, Mantana tazvina basarum dina amr nachmin abshim ben menasyehi. The Rashbam explains, Mantana desfira tazvina basarum dina, de daita de nisen matona af al pishoy pirish kamisha pirish dami. Dektani heichad oishir karka kosham dinandaita shenis yayish menachayim. Uahachi oishir. Vadaita da hachi yoev. Shem yomos eskayim hamatona vimyamay tachsoi vuloit eskayim hamatona. From the Ashbam one clearly sees that the umdin on this that we say mamachazer is based on this, that there is a tnai, that he only wants matona to be kayim if he is mace. He does not want the matona to be kayim if he is aymed. In the Gemara and Gittin, on the fine base, on the base, we find that the Gemara brings down the following halacha: Omer of Huna, Gitei kematanasi, the get of Eshchemira is like the matana of Eshchemira. Ma matanasi im Omer Chayzer, av Gitei im Omer Chayzer. Rashi and Gittin explains Pshat in the Gemara as follows: just like by matana we say im Omer Chayzer, and even if the Eshchemira gave a matana stam, we still say the matana was nitin al tanai, so too by get. A few way Omer and Mesi O Yahweh get stomach, Omer Chayzer, the Mestama Adaita, the Misa Yahweh, a holy mace. Tasis in Gitzin on the other end argues. And Tasis explains that the Stam get of Shchemira the Loch is a Omer Einoi Chayzer. As Tasis says, Nuwar bin Otam, Shchemira Shanos and get for Yehisna, the Omer Einoi Chayzer. Voy Domila Mana Shchemira, the Omer Chayzer, the Matana, Eina Chola Kwal, Elo La Achar Misa. I will get Chamichayim the Daita Sheyachom Yad Hilkach in Yechizer Imway Pirish. And Tais goes on to explain Pshat in this Rav Huna says Gita Kamatanasi with a different Mahalach than Rashi. From Tais one sees that Tais understands this Vashchemia the Loch is Omar Chizer is because Matana was Narchal Elala Achar Misa. And based on this, that the Matana was only Chal Achar Misa, for that reason we will say Im Omar Chizer. Rashi, on the other hand, is the chayra going b'shitas harashbam, who understands that the halacha of amad chayzer is because there is a tanai, and for that reason, so too by get, we will say that there is a tanai, according to Tesis, that the reason why we will say amad chayzer is because the entire matan is only chal elo la'achar misa. Well, everyone has to understand pshat in this that we find in our Gemara. The Gemara says, "Matana da ozo baser umdina." Well, here the halacha of imam and chayzer has nothing to do with umdina, but rather it is dependent upon this that manash chimer is only chal elo la'achar misa. So, here to explain pshat and tesis, one has to say that tesis understands. This, the Gemara says, "Matana da ozo baser umdina." Our Gemara means to say that the reason why the matana is chal la'achar misa is itself because of umdina. There is an umdina that he only means to imakne ela la'achar misa. And so too we find in the Rambam in Parakhes Mehoches Sechio Matan Oach Yedalad that the Rambam says Shchemi Asher Kosev Kol Nechosev Im Oma Chayzer Shoy Medas Hu Shoy Nosan Zakol Elosh Neskaven Shoy Yikno Mekabli Matan Okvom Ela La'achar Misa. According to this Mahalech Beshitas Hatesis Rambam will come out. This that we say, the Manash Chimra is only Chal, Ela La'achar Misa, is not me Iker Takonas Chachamim, but rather it is because we are Zlina Basar Umdina, and that is the Das of whoever is Naisim Manash Chimra. As we will see, Be'ezus Hashem Meshach Hashir, there is another Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat in the Sheet of the Rambam and Tesfis. This that the Rambam and Tesfis explain, the Manash Chimra is only Chal, Ela La'achar Misa. So to Lecheres Mavur and the Gemara later on, Daf Kof Nun Aleph Min Aleph. That Gemara brings down the following halacha of Shmuel, Omer Shmuel Koshila Omer Chayzer Chayzer B'matanosai. And a person has the ability to be Chayzer and give his man Nashchimia to someone else. This, that one has the ability to give his man Nashchimia to someone else, is a chayra based on this that we say, that the man Nashchimia is first Chal Achamisa, and since the man Nashchimia is first Chal Achamisa, for that reason one has the ability to be Chayzer. And so too is Mefurish and the Gemara before Naf Kofam and Zayinim and Aleph. That the Gemara says, Manash Chimra Leikona Ela La'achar Misa. But now one has to understand Pshat in the Rashbam. What is Pshat in this that the Rashbam says? That the reason why we have Manash Chimra, there is a Lachavim Amar Chayzer, is because we say that his Das was only to give the Matana Das Misa. Why can't the Rashbam explain that? This that there is a lachavim amar chayzer is because manash chimra is only chal ela la'achar misa. So to explain pshat in the Rashbam, l'chayra one can explain pshat in the Rashbam based on this, that we find that the k'sayis al-chayshin and simin reish nuns of katan al brings down b'shem teisvis in gittin dafidavon on the base and the rosh, and so too from the Torah and simin kov chafei, that manash chimra is chal amafreya, and so too we find that the Divrei Emes and Dinei Kinyonim Simen Gimel proves on the Mordechai and Gittin and Daf Ayin Zayin or Abayis that Manash Chimra is Chal Mafreya, and since Manash Chimra is Chal Mafreya, for that reason one can say that the Rashbam cannot explain that the reason why there is a Lachav of Omar Chayzer is because the Matana was not yet Chal, since Achar Misa the Matana will be Chal Mafreya, for that reason he should not be able to be Chayzer. And therefore the Rashbam explains this, so we will say Omar Chayzer is only because the Matana is a matana al tanai. That is a chayra, how one can explain pshat in the shita of the Rashbam. But as we find the achrenim proof from the Gemara before Naf Kof Hamad Zayin, and so to the achrenim proof from the Gemara later on Naf Kof Nun Beis, then one cannot say the manash chimra is chal completely l'mafreya, but rather this that the Rishonim say the manash chimra is chal l'mafreya, the Rishonim mean to say the manash chimra is chal mikan u'abo l'mafreya. The mikan u'abo we consider as if the kinyan was chal retroactively. But at the time of matana, the kinyan was not yet chal. The kinyan is only chal mikan u'abo l'mafreya. And for that reason we find in Tesis and Gittin and Avtesim at Aleph, that Tesis and Gittin asks the following kasha. How can the Gemara say, Shchimra shekosev kol nechosev la'avda yotzo l'chiris u'mutar v'aschirin, now, if we are to say the Manash Chimra is Chal completely Mafreya, then the Get is not a Get V'achar Misa. So again, from Tesis, one sees that Tesis understands that even though Tesis and Gittin and Daf Yedalad understands the Manash Chimra is Chal Mafreya, but it is only Mikano Abo Mafreya, and therefore one has a problem of En Get V'achar Misa. The Chalois is being Chal V'achar Misa, and for that reason, the Shechur should not be Chal. If so, again, one has to understand what is pshat in this, that the Rashbam does not explain the halacha b'machizah like the shita of Tosfos and the Rambam, since the matana is first chal acher misa. So to explain pshat in the Rashbam Ochir, one can say as follows, that even though the matana is chal acher misa, but still the halacha will be im omad einay chizer. And even though he will have the ability to be chizer and be mischaret al matanasai, as we find in the Gemara later on, of kuf nun aleph and aleph, since matana is first chal acher misa, but if he was omad without being mischaret al matanasai, he did not say that he wants him a vatel and be chizer from his matana, the matana will be chal after he will be meisel b'saif. And even though he was a meisel b'saif, but still as long as he was meisel b'saif, matana will be chal la'achar misasai. The fact that he was omad bein tayim will not make any difference whatsoever. And for that reason, the Rashbam has to explain the halacha of him omad chizer by saying that the reason why we say omad chizer, even though he was not mischaret from his matana, is because there was a t'nai that the entire matana is only if he won't be oimin micholyai. Based on this, one can explain this, as we mentioned before, b'shem Tosfos and the Rambam, that Tosfos and the Rambam understand that the halacha of omad chizer is based on this, that the matana is first chal acher misa. And the Rambam explains that the umdana that our Gemara says is an umdana that he only wants to be makna acher misa. Our Gemara means to say that there is an umdana that he only wants to be makna if he is meis mi oisai chayli. As far as the Takanas Chaim is concerned, even though mi ikar adin, Rabbanu were mesakin, the manash chimiyah is only chal acher misa. But as far as that misa, as long as he was meis of a saif, even if he was not meis mi oisai chayli, the manash chimiyah will be chal acher misa. In order for us to say that the manash chimiyah will only be chal if he is meis mi oisai chayli, that is based on umdana. It is because there is an umdana that we say that there was a das, that the manash chimiyah shall only be chal acher misa mi oisai chayli. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the shita of the Rashbam. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the shita of the Rashbam is as we find in the Achrinim, that the Achrinim explain that there are two different types of manash chimiyah. There is a manash chimiyah without a kinyan, and then there is a manash chimiyah with a kinyan. This that we find, that me'ikar adin manash chimiyah is only chal acher misa, and for that reason one has the ability to be chizer from a manash chimiyah, is only referring to a manash chimiyah without a kinyan. A manash chimiyah without a kinyan, that is chal because Rabbanu mesaken divrei chimiyah, kiksuvin u kimesurin damya. Such a manash chimiyah is only chal acher misa, and this that one can be chizer from such a manash chimiyah is because the entire kinyan is only chal acher misa. And for that reason, we will say im amad chizer. But as far as a manash chimiyah with a kinyan, this that we will say im amad chizer is only because there's a t'nai that he was only makna al das, that he will be meis mi yisai chayli, and not that he will be oimid. And therefore, the Rashbam found it necessary to explain this, that there's a lach of im amad chizer, even in a case that there was a kinyan, is only because it is kiyu pirish, that he only wants a manash chimiyah to be chal if he is meis and he is not oimid mi yisai chayli. And that is the umdana that our Gemara is referring to. Our Gemara is referring to a case that he made a kinyan, and there one needs this that we are as lina basar umdana in order to enable him to be chayzer. This is how the Stipler in Kiyos Yaakov, in Simon Lamed Zayin, and other Achrenim explain pshat in the Rashbam. Based on this, one can say this that we find in Tosfos and the Rambam, that Tosfos and the Rambam understand that one needs an umdana in order for us to say the manash chimiyah is only chal acher misa, and for that reason the halacha is im amad chizer is referring to a case that there was a kinyan. In a case that there was a kinyan, one needs an umdana in order for us to say that it is only chal acher misa. Without an umdana, this the manash chimiyah is only chal acher misa is meikar takonas manash chimiyah, since manash chimiyah is kirusha shavior rabbanon, as is mashma later on in the Gemara in Daf Kuf Mem Chesam Aleph. And the machloikas between the Rashbam and Tosfos is a machloikas as far as a case that there was a kinyan. Do we say in a case that there was a kinyan, this that Imam al-Khizr is only because there was a special tanai, he only gave the matana das misa, or do we say that even when there is a kinyan, he only wants matana to be chal acher misa, and what is taking place is a regular matna shchimera? In the Muki Yosef later on in Daf Kof Nun Aleph, we find that the Muki Yosef says the following chiddush. This, that Shmuel says, Kol she'ilu amar chayzer chayzer mima tanasai, is not a kol gomer b'chol makim, she'im nasan kol nechasa v'kinyin me'ach shavu shchimira, imetzava machmas misam amar chayzer daf kaval einay binyin acher. Over there, we only apply the halacha b'mama chayzer, but he cannot be chayzer matanasai. If he decides to give his mana shchimira to someone else, it will not work. This, that there is halacha chayzer matanasai, is only referring to a man neshchemer without a kinyan. The stipler explains pshat and mukiyesef based on this what we said before, that there are two different types of man neshchemer. There is a man neshchemer with a kinyan, and then there is a man neshchemer without a kinyan. And only as far as a man neshchemer without a kinyan do we say that the matana is chal achar misa. And therefore, only by man neshchemer without a kinyan do we say that there is a halacha of chayzer mi matanasai. On the other hand, by man neshchemer with a kinyan, that then the chalois is not chal achar misa. This, we will say, Omar Chayzer is only based on the fact that there is a new tnai. But that will not affect the halacha of Chayzer Matanasei. You will not be able to be Chayzer Matanasei. In order to be Chayzer Matanasei, one needs that the matana is first chal achar misa. That is how the Stipor and other Achrinim explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rashbam. But Uchaya from the Rashbam before Navkof Hamad Zayim, one clearly sees that the Rashbam understands that there is an Umdana by Manash Chimriya for us to say that the Manash Chimriya is Chala Achar Misa. And therefore, again, one has to understand what is Pshat in this that our Rashbam explains, that the reason why one can be Chazer is only because there is a special tonight. Why can't the Rashbam explain this, that one can be Chazer, is because the matana is first chal achar misa. And even with a kinyan, the matana is first chal achar misa, since one has the umdana of the Rashbam before and daf kof hamad zayin amud aleph. So to explain pshat in the sheet of the Rashbam, l'chir one can say the following mahalach, that the Rashbam understands, even though the matana is first chal achar misa, but mechayim he already has a din to be zay chal achar misa. And since Mechayim already has a din to be Zeichel Achar Misa, for that reason the fact that the Chalais is only Chal Achar Misa would not be enough of a reason to us to enable him to be Chayzer. Even though the Chalais is only Chal Achar Misa, but since he already has a din to be Zeichel Achar Misa, that itself will be a reason that one should not be able to be Chayzer. And even though there is an Umdana, but the Umdana is only an Umdana as far as the Chalais is concerned, but the din list case, one has a din list case, from the time of Divish Chemiah, since Habonim were Mesakin at Divish Chemiah, are Keksuvin uke Mesurim Damia. But now one has to understand, if so, how are we to explain Pshat and Halacha of Shmuel that Shmuel says, Kol Shiu Omar Chayzer Chayzer Mimatanasai. The entire Halacha of him Omar Chayzer is based on this that one has a Tanai. Why is that a reason that one should be able to be Chayzer Mimatanasai? As far as being able to be Chayzer Mimatanasai or Chayah, in order to be Chayzer Matanase, one needs that the entire Matana is only Chal Achar Misa. But if we are to say that one already has a Schus, Liz Kais B'Nechas Achar Misa from the time of Divrei Shchemiah, since Divrei Shchemiah Arke K'suvenik B'Mesurin, that itself should be a reason that one should not be able to be Chayzer Mimatanase. So to explain Pshat in the Rashbam, one can explain Pshat in the Rashbam based on this, that it is Meduyik in the Rashbam later on in Daf Kof and Aleph, another Mahalach with which one can explain the Halacha of Chayzer B'Matanasei. The Rashbam explains this, that Shmuel says, Kol Shiu Amar Chayzer Chayzer Matanasei, is not just a Kval, that wherever one has the Halacha of Amar Chayzer, so too one can be Chayzer M'Matanasei. But rather the Rashbam explains, Zois Ha'isha Me'achar Shem Omda Ha'isha Chayzeres, in other words, Halacha Chayzer B'Matanasai is based on this, that Ilu Amar Chayzer. So from the Rashbam one clearly sees that Halacha of Ilu Amar Chayzer is not a regular tonight, but rather he was Meshayer for himself as Chus Chazara. And since he was Meshayer for himself as Chus Chazara, for that reason we will say, Kol Shiu Amar Chayzer Chayzer Matanasai, based on this, that Ilu Amar Chayzer. In other words, with the Tanai he accomplished that the Matana is not a complete Matana till Shas Misa. And for that reason, he can be Chayzer B'Matanasai. And so to his Meduyik in the Lashon of our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says, Ein Matanasai Kayamet. And for that reason, the Rashbam goes on to explain, Im Amar Chayzer. That is a chayra how one can explain pshat in the shita of the Rashbam. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes harishanim as far as how to explain the halacha that by shchemir hashekasav kol nechasav im amar chayzer. The Rashbam explains this, that we will say im amar chayzer is because nirin hadvarim shemachmas misa nasim v'amanah shemayamas lo yeskayim atana. And therefore, the halacha is mamar chayzer even if he made a kenyan. On the other hand, Tesis and the Rambam explain this, that we will say Mamad Chayzer is only because the Matana is first Chala Achar Misa. Now, as far as this, we mentioned before Veshitas HaRashbam that one can explain this, that the Rashbam found it necessary to explain that there is a Tanai, is because Alocha Var Mishnah Vim Amad Chayzer is even referring to a case that he was not actually Chayzer, but he was just Amad, and even though he is not being mischared from his Matana, but still there's a halacha of Amar Chayzer based on his Tanai, is a Mefurash HaMachlokes HaRishonim. In the Rivash and Siman Reish Zayin, we find that the Rivash explains this, that we say Amar Chayzer has nothing to do with his Chazara, but rather it is Batla Memela. On the other hand, as Amar Shishmoz was Medayik in his Sefer Kontras HaBiyurim and Siman on Dalet from Tesis later on in Dav Kof Nun Gimel Med Aleph, from Tesis HaChayil one sees that Tesis argues, and Tesis understands that Halacha of Amar Chayzer is because we are Amdinan de Chazar Bay. And so too is Meduyik in the Rashbam later on Dav Kof Nun Gimel Med Aleph, and in the Rashbam later on Dav Kof Nun Dalet Med Aleph, the Ramaschor and Meir Kreb Nosen. Now, here one can explain that the basis of this machlokes is dependent upon how to understand the halacha of Amar Chayzer. If we are to understand the halacha of Amar Chayzer like the sheet of Tesis and the Rambam, that the reason why we say Amar Chayzer is because Matana is first Chal HaChamisa, for that reason the halacha of Amar Chayzer is dependent upon this, that with his Amida one has a Chazara. On the other hand, if we are to understand the halacha of Amar Chayzer like the Shita of the Rashbam, that there is a new Tanai, for that reason Halacha will be im Amar Chayzer and the Matana is Batal Memela. But now, one has to understand Pshat and the Rashbam. As is Mashma and the Rashbam later on, Av Kofnon Gimel and Kofnon Dalet, the Rashbam understands that one needs a Chazar in order for a Seim Amar Chayzer. According to Hashem, one has a Tanai, and therefore the Matana should be Batal Memela. Based on this, we mentioned before, B'Shem the Rashbam, that the Rashbam understands that the Tanai is not a regular Tanai, but rather the Tanai is just this, that he was Mashiach for himself as Chus Chazara, and the Matana is not a complete Matana ad Shas Misa. For that reason, one needs a Chazara in order to invatel the Matana. Without a Chazara, the Matana will still be Kayim. The Matana is not Batal Memela. That is a Chira, what one sees B'Shitas HaRashbam. In the Gemara before Nav Kofam and Zayin, we basically find that the Gemara brings down the following halacha. Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, HaKlisiv Nechasav La'achar V'amr Halai Efshi Bahen Kana V'afilu Eime V'tzeveach, which the Gemara explains to mean that we are referring to a case that he was Shesik Meikara Ula B'Sav Tzavach. In the Rif we find that the Rif explains that the Gemara is referring to a Shchiv Meira V'kamash Malon D'kivan D'dvarav K'ksuvan K'misurin Dami And for that reason, by Shasak or Vesav Tzavach, he cannot be Chayzer. In the Ksais HaChayshin and Simon Reish Memheis of Katan Dal, we find that the Ksais asks the following to me on the Rif. L'chirma Neshchemir has only Kaino Achar Misa. And therefore, even if at the time of Amira he was Nisratza, but since he was Tzavach before the Chloes Kinyan, which is only Achar Misa, he should be able to be Chayzer. So to answer this kash, we find that the Ksais explains that the Rif understands like Tesis and Gittin that we mentioned before, the Man Nashchimriah is Chalam Afreya. And since Man Nashchimriah is Chalam Afreya, for that reason by Shasak or B'Slev Tzavach, even though he was Tzavach before the Misa, but still, since the Kinyan is Chalam Afreya, he can no longer be Chayzer. But that is only if we are to understand that the Kinyan is Chal completely Lam Afreya. As we mentioned before, the Achrenim prove that the kinyan is not chal completely on Afreya, but rather it is only chal mikanu abo on Afreya. So again, according to the Mahalach, one has to understand pshat in this, that the Rav says, by shasak or v'slev tzavach, eina yochal lachzar bayesh chivmira. So to explain pshat in the shita of the Rif, one can explain pshat in the shita of the Rif based on this that we said before, that even though the chos kinyan is only chal achamisa, but Tomei Chaim has his chos to be koina v'cheifet l'achar misa. And therefore, based on this chos that he was zeicha mechaim, for that reason, we will say that by shasak of a soif tzavach, eino yochel achzar. Just like we explained Meshitas Harashpam, that for that reason one needs an umdina. This how we explained, that even though the chos is only chal achamisa, but still mechaim, he has his chos to be zeicha in the chayfetz achamisa, so too we find that the achrinim, for example, the Nesivis and Simon Reish Nuns of Katan Aleph brings down Meshem the Marietz. In Ebisr Zalman, in Eben Ozal and Perektes, Mehoche Sechia Lochi Gimel, we find another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rif. Ebisr Zalman explains that even though the Chois Kenyan is only Chal Achamisa, but still Mechayim Kfar Nigmar HaMaisa Kenyan, the Maisa Kenyan of Devesh Chimrak Eksuvan Akumisurin is Nigmar Mechayim, and since the Maisa Kenyan is Nigmar Mechayim, for that reason, by Shasak of a Slave Tzavach, the Makabo Matana cannot be Chazer. And so too with this Mahalach for Bishra Zalman, one can explain Pshat and the Rashbam, this that the Rashbam understands that one needs an Umdina. And without an Umdina, he will not be able to be Chazer. Even though the Chalais is only Chal HaChamisa, is because the Maisa Kenyan is Nigmar Mechayim. As long as the Maisa Kenyan is Nigmar Mechayim, that itself is a reason that one cannot be Chazer from a Maisa Kenyan that was Nigmar. Just like we find that the Rishonim say that according to a mayor who holds Adam Makne Davar Shalei Balaylam. But still, the Alach is Yachal Achsar, but if he said Mea Achshav, then the Alach is Einu Yachal Achsar, since then one has a complete Maisa Kenyan. Based on this Mahalach, we find that Reb Shloimeh in Shuvis and Simon Beis explains this that we mentioned before, B'Shem and Mukhe Yosef, that the Mukhe Yosef says that the Alach of Shmuel and the Gemara later on, Daf Kof Nanaf Med Aleph, the Yachal Achzer B'Matanosai is only by Manesh Chimriah without a Kenyan. By Manesh Chimriah with a Kenyan, he cannot be Chizer B'Matanosai. And even though the Halach is a Mamar Chizer, but still he cannot be Chizer B'Matanosai. Reb Shloimeh explains this, that with a Kenyan one cannot be Chizer B'Matanosai, is not because we say that with a Kenyan one has a regular Matnas Bari, but rather with a Kenyan, then we say that one has a complete Maisa Kenyan. And it is because one has a complete Maisa Kenyan that for that reason the Halach is Eino Yachal Achzer B'Matanosai. And even though we will still say Ma'omar Chizer, since there is an Umdina, but as far as Chazara he cannot be Chizer, since one has a complete Maisa Kenyan. On the other hand, the Mukhi Yosef understands by regular Manash Chimera without a Kenyan, one does not have a complete Maisa Kenyan. For that reason, by regular Manash Chimera without a Kenyan, the Halach is Yochel L'Achzer B'Matanosai. That is how Reb Shloimeh explains Pshat in the Mukhi Yosef that we mentioned before.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.